You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
We give God praise for this day. We are here to pray. It's another favor Thursday, and one of God's acts of favor towards mankind is the provision of his redemption plan through Christ Jesus, saving man from eternal death. So today, we at Favor Thursday, we are going to pray concerning salvation, thanksgiving for the gift of salvation. Salvation is God's gift to those who he chooses. So you see, that's God who chooses. We don't choose him. We respond to his choice, or we respond to his call. So he first chooses us. If you are saved, it is because God gave you the gift, this gift of salvation. You can ask yourself in a moment what you could have done for God to choose to save you and make you a part of his family. But it's the Lord who chooses. That's why it's a gift, and it's a product of God's grace, Ephesians 2:8. Our first scripture, Romans 10:9. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And also John 3:16-17. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And so you see God's redemption plan given to all mankind, and by his mercies, for everyone who responds to his call, that person would be saved. Even believing on the Lord Jesus Christ that he is Lord, the person would be saved. There are some who never knew the Lord, they never accepted the Lord. On their sick beds, they couldn't speak because of a condition, but believing in their hearts, they were saved into heaven. Or according to this scripture, it means that even such people can be saved. Now, Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. So it's very important that we take this gift of salvation serious, and to accept Jesus into our hearts, to believe in him, and to confess him as Lord. The moment we get the opportunity to do so, for everyone who hasn't given his life to Christ Jesus, who has stumbled upon this message by God's mercies, just close your eyes with me wherever you are. You cannot have access to eternal life through any good act of yours. Those who even died before Jesus came and died for us, going through that very painful sacrifice, even those who had died before he came, he had to go and preach to them for them to be redeemed, or for them through that act of faith to have access to eternal life. So now that you are alive, if you die, there's no salvation there. You need to take the decision now. And so just say this short prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I thank you that you came onto the earth to die and to save me, and that, Lord, you resurrected back again, and now you are seated by the Father in heaven. Today, I surrender my life fully to you. Please be my Lord. Save me, Lord, and fill me with your Holy Spirit, Lord, that I can live a life that is pleasing to you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. After today's meeting, kindly contact us. The number will be shared. You must be baptized now that you have been born by the Spirit of God. You are born again. but you need to be baptized. You need to be part of fellowship where you grow. And so it's important that you contact us after hearing this message so that we show you what to do and we connect you to a family where you must be part of. Okay, so we continue concerning God's revelation of salvation. And our second point is that God's gift of salvation is a priceless gift that cannot be paid for nor qualified for. God's choice is what qualifies you. So it's not because you're a surgeon, an architect, it's not because you're a businessman, it's not because you are rich, it's not because you are poor, it's not because you have a health condition, all these things. Like, there's nothing that qualifies you, it's just God's mercies and his grace. And so his saving you is what qualifies you for eternal life and not any other thing. We see in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8 to 9, for by grace we save through faith and not of ourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, and there's a reason why, so that no man can boast, lest any man should boast. And you know, man cannot shut up concerning his achievements, but this one is God who is fully in charge. No man interferes there. Number three, we must always be thankful for divine selection to have been made a partaker of God's inheritance in Christ Jesus. Always treat salvation with humility and gratitude to enjoy more benefits. Colossians chapter 1 verse 12 to 14, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who had delivered us from the power of darkness and had translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. So you see what God's salvation does to us. It translates us from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son, being Christ Jesus, into the kingdom of light. And so that transition there, we must be grateful. We must eternally be thankful unto the Lord every day, saying thank you, Jesus. Saying thank you, Jesus. There's this song, I will recall it as we go along. Take glory, Father. Take glory, Son. Take glory, Holy Ghost. And some people had changed it to now and forever. But the original text, which I know, is take glory, Holy Ghost, I am born again. The work of salvation, had Satan known that Jesus' death and resurrection, he didn't even know he would resurrect. If he knew that Jesus' death would bring all of us, Jew, Gentile, everybody, to God's salvation, he would have just left Jesus to walk around. It's such a huge, you know, one time there's a reference in scripture which refers to, if God given his best, his one and only begotten Son Christ Jesus for us, how much would he not give us anything else that we need? Salvation is, you would say, the most expensive gift. It's actually priceless. Because I don't know what we could ever pay to have access to eternal life after we had lost it through disobedience, through Adam. So it's actually a priceless gift. You can't put any tag on it. But we sometimes downplay it. Thank God for car. Thank God for, oh, I'm married. I thank God. I have a family. I thank God. I have a job. I thank God. I'm in school. Oh, I thank God that I have friends at GLOW. I thank God. You know, we thank God for all these things. Not knowing that, or not paying attention to the fact that without the gift of salvation, all these are temporal. Some of them will not even be in view. The gift of salvation, as we pray at Bethel Encounter every day, thanking the Lord, is a requirement for every believer to constantly be grateful, thanking God for this gift of salvation, which we by no means deserve. Today we are praying, saying, Heavenly Father, thank you for your gracious gift of salvation that you freely give to whom you choose. I acknowledge that I did nothing to deserve this gift, but you chose to make me part of your family. Help me to live always in gratitude and humility, appreciating the love you have shown through Christ Jesus. The prayer is on your screen as it is flipped with scriptures. Just lift up your voice and begin to pray wherever you are. Yet you have had mercy upon us and called us to be your very own. We lift up thanksgiving unto your holy name, our King, our Lord, our Master, our Father in heaven. Be thou exalted, be thou glorified, be thou lifted up. For Lord, we can't understand why you chose to, Lord, choose us. We say, Lord, let your name be glorified. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the gift of salvation. We are praying our second prayer. Heavenly Father, I am deeply thankful for your divine selection that made me a partaker of your glorious inheritance in Christ Jesus. Help me to live a life worthy of this calling, always honoring you with humility and gratitude. Let my heart overflow with thankfulness for all the blessings that flow from being your child. So we are thanking God as this prayer is placed on your screen with understanding from the bottom of your heart. Lift up your voice. Sum this up with a song of thanksgiving unto the Lord. Yes.
Christ earlier in the service, please contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Glow Music. Stand out with God.